1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've been called a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am, and I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Strong heart and a willing hand, and that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Yeah, I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. I thank Mama, I thank Daddy. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money. Thank God for you. Yow!
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Early voting begins today in Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota as Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to discuss abortion access in Georgia. She talked about anti-abortion laws during a live stream rally Thursday.
Among everything that is wrong with these bans and what has happened in terms of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, it's a health care crisis. It's a health care crisis that affects the patient and the profession.
Former President Donald Trump told the American Israeli Council that if he loses in November, Jewish people would have, quote, a lot to do with the loss because of their support for Harris. A Japanese company says the walkie-talkies that exploded in the coordinated strikes across Lebanon Wednesday were discontinued 10 years ago. Hezbollah's vowing revenge. And a Kentucky judge is dead, shot to death in his courthouse chambers. The county sheriff's been charged with his murder. This is ABC News. The U.S. Army soldier who ran across the border last year from South Korea into North Korea is expected to plead guilty to desertion and assault charges today. It's from Travis King's attorney. He's due in court later at Fort Bliss, Texas. A days-long fire at a natural gas pipeline near Houston has finally burned out. The fire began Monday when an SUV struck a pipeline valve. Human remains found inside the vehicle. Police are opening a criminal investigation. Seven homes were damaged by the fire. A historic night for LA Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani.
Swing and a drive, deep right field. He has done it. It's the first time Ohtani in his career has had a three home run game.
As heard on KLAC, three home runs on the night for Ohtani gave him 51 on the season. He's the first player in history with 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in a season. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Governor Tony Evers thinks the UW system's new viewpoint neutral policy is confusing. When asked about the policy requiring leaders to maintain viewpoint neutrality whenever referencing any political or social controversy, Evers said the policy would have a chilling effect on him if he were on the UW faculty. The mother of a man killed at Green Bay Correctional Institute is asking for answers in her son's death. A letter Phyllis Laureano received from her son Micah a week before he died highlights the safety concerns he had inside the prison. Laureano's cellmate Jackson Vogel is charged with first-degree intentional homicide. And while the 1.3 million-member International Brotherhood of Teamsters declined to endorse either Vice President Kamala Harris or former President Donald Trump, Teamsters Joint Council 39 in Wisconsin is backing Harris. The council's president says the endorsement has a lot to do with the union's experience in Wisconsin.
Thanks. To the airport.
In other news, momentum builds as VP Harris campaigns.
Welcome. This weather is crazy.
Yeah. Almost as crazy as all this election mess, huh?
Indeed. You up on all this Kamala Harris news?
Of course. I think she'll be our next president.
Oh, yeah? You really think she can win?
Oh, definitely.
Well, my wife loves her position on fighting for abortion rights, and people have been on fire since she entered the race.
Because she's a proven leader. As senator, she prioritized black maternal health, and as California attorney general, she fought the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners.
I hear you. I just hope she has enough momentum to defeat Trump.
Well, that part is on us. We got to get out, talk to friends and family, and vote.
All right, you got me. Kamala for president. Your vote matters. Get registered, vote early, and do your part to secure the future. For more, go to blackpack.com/vote.
Paid for by Black Pack, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Blackpack.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and 79. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, 83 for Saturday. Slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Chance of showers and storms Saturday night, a low around 53. For Sunday, slight chance of a shower with a high near 66. For Monday, partly sunny, 65. For Tuesday, mostly sunny with highs near 70. Right now, it's 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, yes she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. Been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Some
reason now you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Darling, if you ever leave me, well, I'll just put my heart away. I couldn't love again, believe me. No one could please me anyway. And if another ever came along, I'd just turn them down, 'cause after all, I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess.
tired of me. Well, I won't look for someone new, 'cause looking back on how you loved me, no one could measure up to you. And if they tried to win this heart of mine, I'd just have to say, don't waste your time. I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Baby, I've been to the top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best. When I look into your eyes, I know you're the only love I'll ever want. 'Cause after you and me, baby, I can see nothing else could be even close. I've been loved by the best. I can't settle now for less. Why bother with the rest? Top, I guess. With you I have been blessed. I won't take nothing less. I've been loved by the best.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Don Williams, I've been loved by the best here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s. It looks like we'll see temperatures near 80 with plenty of sunshine today. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll have David Geiger in our newsmaker segment, National Farm Safety Week, talking a little bit about safety on the roads today. So we'll have that with David here coming up. Later on tonight, high school football returns as we will be at Elk Mound, and we will have that game for you starting at about 6:45 with the Advent Health Panther preview, kickoff 7 o'clock. As a reminder, yes, it's on the radio for the video streaming. That will be really kind of close to a game time decision, depending on how we have internet access and all that. I already know I'm not in the press box, so again, we will have the game on the radio, game time decision here on any type of video stream for tonight's Strand, Arkansas Elk Mound football game. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about something, Bill, a little differently here, the automated health monitoring system. This comes from the Cornell Group, looking at comparing that to basically on-farm observations in terms of health and performance on cows. The real question is, how much intervention should we be looking at, and what level of detection can occur out there on dairy farms? So they ran this study basically from 3 to 10 days in milk. monitoring clinical exams compared to the automated system, and then 10 to 21 days as well. They found that there was really no major differences between the two in terms of reproductive performance, no difference in milk production at 60 days in milk, but there was a trend in lower pregnancy loss with the automated system, 5.4 of visual observation cows and 2.7 on the automated ones as well. The good news, Bill, is that they looked at specificity, and these automated units are quite accurate. They really can pick up these cows and basically 97.6% accuracy. They then looked at a herd of 1,840 cows. They had 2,450 calvings here, and they found that with the automated system, there were 760 fewer cows sorted compared to the visual, and what that meant that there was 426 fewer hours of labor involved in this big study as well. What does that mean in terms of actual numbers? Well, the visual observation required three workers. One worker could work with the automated health system here, and basically said after about 5 years that everything, all the costs would be break even, and you'd be in the profitability using these various systems on the farm. They also looked at measurements such as metritis, indigestion, ketosis, and certainly the automated system was much more efficient in the ketosis area as far as that goes. 72% of the disorders were found by visual observation, 56% with the automated health system out there in the program. Here are probably one of the important numbers, Bill, and that is in the first 21 days, they got slightly more than 7 pounds more milk with the automated system affecting these cows compared to those that were clinical. And the take-home message might be there, Bill, and that is who gets sick when we first see it. And that's the power of the automated system. They will detect sickness a bit earlier. What's the cost-benefit ratio here? Well, we look at a total cost per cow of the system, $3.20. Treatment cost, $1.70. The extra milk gave us a profitability, cash flow-wise, of about $42 more per cow in that short time period in early lactation. So our take-home messages are that certainly these automated systems are going to be coming. There's more of them occurring here. They can really detect animal health and disorders very accurately here, and certainly will be technology our farmers will be looking at in the future. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
While tight margins are currently experienced by many farm producers, as reflected in USDA September farm income forecast, Agriculture Department Chief Economist Seth Meyer told an audience at this week's AgriPulse Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, market shocks could lead to price spikes. However,
I don't know what the next shock will be, nor do I know what other countries' responses will be to those shocks.
Among potential sources for market shocks in the near future,
we've seen containerized costs rise, and that has been in the past a problem for us in terms of overall containerized ag exports. So a challenge here, seeing some challenges for our export competitiveness through low Mississippi River levels. We've seen drought creep back into a lot of areas that we hadn't seen it 6 months ago. Certainly, we've got some uncertainties when it comes to drought and prices for margins in the coming year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO Free Blizzard Treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO Free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats, only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Y'all want to hear about the AARP Auto insurance program from the Hartford. Well, if you're age 50 or over, you could save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're going to sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the Bucks got your back. By Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for external purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
About your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. 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 Wanna talk about I. Wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Toby Keith, I want to talk about me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, 58 in downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk up 11 to 24.10. November and December both up 10. November at 23.19, December 21.99. January milk steady at 20.58. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 1.25 to 2.61. 40-pound blocks up 3 to 2.27.5. 3 trade of block on the day. Cash butter down 3.5 to 2.97. 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 137.75. 15 trades on the day. Dry whey down 0.75 to 58.75. 6 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, expect live and feeder cattle markets to be mostly mixed today. Now, big gains yesterday. A lot of this coming from outside market support with the big jump in the stock market as a result of that lower interest rate announcement from the Federal Reserve. do have the cattle on feed report today, and that is something that the traders are going to watch. Really haven't seen a lot in the cash markets either. Hog markets, meanwhile, they were mostly higher. Higher pork cutout values due to expectations of increasing demand helping the future prices. October live cattle opened the day at 179.97, December 181.12, February 182.35. September feeder cattle open at 245.27, October at 243.77, November at 241.35. Hog markets, October opens at 82.25, December 74.30, February 77.32. Chicago Board of Trade early this morning. Corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans, though, are higher. Wheat also higher. Some good export sales reports for the soybeans from China and also even Argentina, believe it or not, helping to support the markets. The trade also watching that very dry weather in Brazil for the beginning of their soybean planting year. Now, corn markets, are, again, are relatively flat. A lot of this is some harvest pressure as well. Wheat markets still moving mostly higher. A little bit of technical buying after some of the losses from yesterday, at least early on. December corn down a quarter this morning to 405 and a half. March and May both steady. March at 424 and a quarter. May 435 and a quarter. New crop 25 up a half to 446 and a quarter. November beans up 2.5 to 1015 and three quarters. January up 2 3/4 to 1034. March up 2.5 to 1047 and three quarters. New crop 25 up 2.5 to 1065 and a half. October soybean meal up 230 to 322.20. October soybean oil down 2 cents to 41.73. Chicago wheat, December and March both up 4.25 this morning. December at 569 and 3/4. March 589 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, December up 2.25 to 610. March up 5.25 to 635. Energy markets this morning are lower. October crude oil down 31 cents to 71.64. November down 32 cents to 70.84. Meanwhile, October and November gas both down a cent. October at 204. November at 201. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash and new crop corn, $3.51, cash and new crop beans, $9.28. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn, $3.60 and 3/4, October and new crop at $3.55 and 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn, $3.61, new crop, $3.64. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn, $3.50, cash beans, $9.58, new crop, $9.38. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash and new crop corn, $3.56, cash and new crop beans at $9.33. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn, $3.63, new crop, $3.61, cash beans, $9.48, new crop, $9.48. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, $3.45, new crop, $3.53, cash beans, $9.63, new crop, $9.50. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 174 to 190. Holstein fed cattle 157 to 177. Market cows 100 to 131. Bulls 136 to 166. Calves 280 to 880. Beef steers 170 to 315. Holstein steers 150 to 237. Sheep markets. Market lambs 195 and down. Light lambs 200 and down. Ewes 105 and down. Rams 200 and down. Goat markets. Does 185 and down. Bucks 185 and down. at Zumbrota. Finished beef steers 173 to 185. Finished beef heifers 174 to 184.50. Finished dairy steers 170 to 180. Market cows 100 to 119. Market bulls 150 to 176.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Check it out, the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and camera control for easy access. At Verizon, you can get it when you trade in any phone from one of their top brands.
Any?
Any.
Even if it's 4 years old?
Yeah.
Even if it's 4 years old and I drop it on the sidewalk?
Yep.
Even if it's 4 years old and I drop it on the sidewalk, then a scooter runs it over, so now it's not just old and cracked, but shattered?
With Verizon, the answer is always yes. New and existing customers can trade in any phone from one of our top brands in any condition for the new iPhone 16 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate. Trade-in terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Trio? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
Thank you.
And good-hearted women.
Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Counted stars on the 4th of July, wishing we were rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind. As the sun sank west up the Mendocino County line,
scarce as Monday morning, feeling washed away. I orchestrated paradise, couldn't make you stay.
You danced with the horses through the sands of time.
As the sun sinks west of the Mendocino County.
These pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time.
These pictures and these photographs let me know I'm doing fine.
I used to make you happy once upon a time,
but the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
Us together felt nothing but right, feeling near immortal every Friday night.
Lost in our convictions, lips stained with wine, as the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
I have these pictures and I keep these photographs to remind me of a time.
These pictures and these, let me know I'm doing fine.
I used to make you happy once upon a time,
but the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
Wishing we were rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind.
Mendocino County line.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, all this week it's been National Farm Safety and Health Week, and accidents on the road are one of the highlighted topics. However, research shows farm safety on the roads relies more on non-farmers. David Geiger has this report.
It is common to see farm equipment moving from field to field at spring planting and fall harvest. Unfortunately, also common on the road are accidents. University of Iowa Associate Professor Kara Hammond researches farm safety and works with the Iowa Injury Prevention Research Center and Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health. She says, even more unfortunate,
those crashes are very severe, and it's usually the people in the passenger vehicle that are injured or killed. Most of the time, the passenger vehicle driver is the one at fault.
Hammond says there's plenty of messaging centered towards farmers.
Farmers, make sure your lighting and marking is good. Make sure you have your slow-moving vehicle signs and everything. But we don't see as much emphasis on reminding drivers to be aware and drive safe around farm equipment.
And while there is plenty of responsibility on farmers to keep vigilant, Hammond stresses more onus should be on other vehicle drivers.
It's a shared road. Everyone should have responsibility. But in terms of when we're looking at crash aid and looking at fault, it's usually not the farm equipment operator that's the one at fault.
Still, there are trends in the data showing common factors that make up an accident.
What we see a lot are where the passenger vehicle either fails to see the farm equipment ahead of them, they're going too fast and they rear end the farm equipment. Another common crash scenario is where the farm equipment is turning left and there's a vehicle coming from behind trying to overtake the farm equipment, and so they run into them as the tractor is turning left.
Hammond says then there's the obvious driver distraction when they're on the phone or maybe reaching to grab something. So what can a farmer operator do to avoid accidents?
In a lot of those scenarios, it seems like maybe there isn't anything the farmer operator can do. I think just in terms of awareness, lighting and marking are important, making sure they double, triple check before they make a turn, and pull over to the side as much as they can when they're going down the road, depending on how big their implement is. But I would actually say other vehicle drivers really are the ones that maybe need to step up a little. They're there, be aware, get off your phones, and slow down is a big one.
A lot of the accidents could have been prevented with patience, Hammond says. In many cases, when farm equipment is on the road, they're just moving to the next field, and they'll be off the road after a few minutes. She adds in her research on road safety, a surprise is another demographic to be informed, found between the fields of suburban areas.
I think one of the problem areas we've identified is kind of that suburban mixer of all the suburbanites driving around that may not be as used to driving around those pieces of equipment. So especially in the suburban areas, it's important to be aware of each other and slow down and give space.
I'm David Geiger reporting.
Thanks, David. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. The quiet weather will return today in our ag weather forecast. It'll be less humid as well with light winds. Now, we will see some chances of showers Saturday, but any precipitation amounts will be very light. Cooler temperatures are expected by Sunday with highs in the upper 60s to start the week. Sunshine throughout the day today, high 76 to 81, relative humidities at 42 to 47%. West winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 54 to 59, relative humidities at 92 to 97%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 6. For Saturday, sunshine, a 40% chance of a shower or storm. Highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. South winds at 5 to 10, shifting to the southwest. Anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll also see about 9 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a rain shower, highs 65 to 70. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 65 to 70. Tuesday, sunshine, highs 70 to 75. Wednesday, sunshine, highs 70 to 75. And for Thursday, sunshine, highs 70 to 75. Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
If you have perennials that are too crowded and not as nice looking as they used to be, it's time to divide them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. From one plant, you'll have many more plants as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Some daylilies that are getting a little too snug in their bed and crowding each other out. It's time to divide them and to have new plants for another spot in the yard or to share. Plants that bloom in spring and early summer, such as daylilies, phlox, coreopsis, daisies, and irises, can be divided in the fall. Bob Polomsky is an extension horticulturist at Clemson University. He says perennials are usually divided every 3 to 5 years, or when they start to crowd themselves into non-flowering clumps of leaves and roots.
It's important to go ahead and divide them, knowing that in the center, it looks like the roots have all matted together from the solid mass. You need to focus on the outside and remove those plants and then replant them. And I like to try to plant them at least maybe 6 to 12 inches apart.
Polomsky recommends moistening the soil before you lift out the plants. He says a spading fork is his digging tool of choice because it minimizes the amount of damage that you may be doing to the root.